of perfect redemption.
Amen.
Praise God. The purchase of blood. Amen. To every believer, the promise of God. This is wonderful. The vilest offender.
Amen.
Who truly
Glory.
Believes
Amen.
That moment from Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Pardon your sins. Let us sing like
you.
That we have, that we can come from your footstool into your very throne room by the new and living way through the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord, we plead the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb. We say, wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the driven snow. Father, we thank you this morning for this opportunity to gather again in your presence around your word, and we know for two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst of them, and that to bless them. We thank you for your blessing, and Lord, we come against every work of the devil and every life and every home represented in this service. We claim all our children, all the grandchildren, all the sons and daughters, wives, husbands, all that's near and dear to each one under this roof that's not saved. We claim them, and we speak your word over them that they'll be saved, and we ask for the blood of Jesus Christ to be upon them. Lord, we pray for protection against COVID at this time, and we ask for those that are suffering in hospital. We think of our brother Brian that's lying on his belly down in the hospital. We pray you lift him under his feet.
Amen.
That you'll heal him and you deliver him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. We ask for brother Ken and his wife, Sister Allison, and all those that are suffering also. We pray you'll touch them and heal them and raise them up in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Lord, for any wee other boys at school, that you'll heal them and raise them up in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray you bless Samuel this morning. Anoint him with the Holy Spirit, we pray. Oh God, as the children come and say the verse, anoint them and bless them. And oh, may the word of God have an impact upon them young. As we ask it, Lord, for your honor and glory. Bless the song leader. Bless the deacons, the elders, each and everyone under this roof. We ask your blessing upon all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Sing that hymn, Love Lifted Me. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. I deeply stained within, sinking to rise.
Mas
time, but I'm going to ask them to come to the front and say the prayers for us this morning. Just make the way to the front. Well,
Yeah. maybe sing Arise My Soul Arise. Amen. As you're singing well, I was enjoying the singing, that's why I want to sing alone. Let's try this one this morning. You know, the words in this is fantastic. I love it. Where it says, 5 bleeding wounds he bears received on Calvary. Why that, would that not do something for you when you think about what Jesus Christ done on Calvary for you and for me? Amen.
Amen.
Let's try this morning if we can.
Thanks this morning, and we give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We say, holy and reverend is thy name. We say, great is thy name, and greatly to be praised. Lord, this morning, let our songs, let our praise rise up before thy throne as a sweet-smelling savour in thy sight, Lord. Lord God, let thy mercy and thy grace endure forever upon us, Lord. Lord, we give you thanks this morning for this opportunity, Lord, to lift up thy holy word afresh, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can read from these precious words this morning. Lord, we thank you this morning that there's none like unto thee, Lord. There's none that can heal, save, and deliver like thee. Lord, this morning I pray that you'll pour in the oil and the wine afresh, Lord, into us this morning, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'll heal, save, deliver, Lord. Lord, that you'll set the captives free in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against the spirit of fear this morning. We come against the spirit of bondage. Lord, we come against the coronavirus and we rebuke it. We curse that thing in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God, that your name may be glorified and exalted among the planet, Lord. Lord, for all those that's been lifted up before you this morning in prayer, we curse, Lord, all sickness upon their body. Lord, we pronounce health, Lord, upon them. Amen. We pronounce wellness upon them. Lord, we say that they'll have a new voice, Lord, for they'll come out realizing that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords raised them up from their sick bed. Lord, and they'll give you the glory and they will give you the praise in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray, Lord, you'll help me to step aside. Take over this service for the glory of God. Lord, I cast down religiosity. I cast down tradition, Lord. Lord, we do not want to organize you out, Lord. But, Lord God, come and take over this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the glory of God, that your name may be exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless each and every one this morning. I want this morning, if I can, to speak on a subject. I'm posing a question this morning. The question is, what are you depending on, or who are you depending on? What are you depending on, or who are you depending on?
Jesus.
Now, we see, we've turned here in our Bibles this morning to Psalms 121. I've got a whole lot of scriptures and verses and stuff wrote down. I may or may not turn to them all. But you know, there's a blessing even from reading God's word. So you can't read too much of God's word. Because every time you read it, there's a blessing upon these words. This is not just man's words, but it's the inspired, infallible, always living word of God. And every time we read it, we are getting a bit of fresh manna.
Glory.
You know, the children of Israel, they wandered in the wilderness, but God sent them down manna every day. Every time we turn to this word of God, you get a fresh bit of manna. A fresh bit of meat every time you look at it. Psalms 121, and we'll try and read, we'll just read the whole thing down to verses 8. Right away he says, I will lift up mine eyes onto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heavens and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. Amen. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
Hallelujah.
The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out.
Glory.
And thy coming in.
Glory.
From this time forth, even forevermore. And we say amen to that.
Amen.
You may take your seats this morning. The Lord bless you this morning. You know, I thought about this portion of scripture a while back. I was doing a bit of work at the house with Tommy. And we hired out a cherry picker. And I was up on the cherry picker, you know, and I was up working around the house, and I was looking across the countryside, and I could see all the hills. You know, and I remember one time my dad referred to this portion of scripture one time. I remember he said he was driving a bulldozer one time, and where he was working he had put up a stockpile, and he was thinking about things that was going on, and the Lord spoke to him from this portion of scripture, and he says when he was up on that stockpile he could see all the hills, and the Lord showed him this portion of scripture: I will lift up mine eyes onto the hills, from whence cometh my help. You know, today, people are depending on all sorts of man-made systems. People, there's a fear upon the whole earth. There's a fear has fallen upon people. People are afraid to even talk People are afraid to look at each other. People are afraid to walk by somebody. People are afraid. There's fear. But the word of God says, I will preserve
Amen.
Thy goings out and thy comings in.
Amen.
He will preserve. Not you, not me. Now, yes, we can take precautions. We can do all those things, yes. But do not be afraid. What would you fear for? Even if you lost your life, it is what would it matter? Because you haven't lost it. If you're a believer, you can't die anyway.
Hallelujah.
Because
Amen.
You're absent from the body and you're
Amen.
Present with the Lord. You're in the presence of God. You step out of this old suitcase into the new glorified body awaiting you. So while on the road, there's nothing to worry about.
Amen.
But you know, it doesn't mean you run about like a headless chicken either. You have to use your sense. But what I'm saying this morning is, what are you depending upon? You know, when I looked at this here, I was thinking, you know, in olden times, all forts, all castles, everything was built on a hill. Men have always been looking for a place of safety. Man has always tried to build a safe place. The day that everything wants to be safe, you have to be safe. Take precautions. Man has always been striving to find a safe, secure place. Well, I want you to know this morning, there's no safe place outside Jesus Christ. He's the only place of safety and security. Outside of Christ, you're lost, you're forsaken, and you're alone. But when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have gained a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And he says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, though I am with you always. Amen. So I was saying, you know, I was thinking about that, and then I was thinking then, if we could turn in our Bibles here to John chapter 10. We turned our Bibles this morning to John chapter 10. I was thinking of this here, you know, on the same subject that Jesus said, where it says that he is the good shepherd. And it says that he is the door to the sheepfold.
Amen.
When you enter into the sheepfold, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have gained a keeper. You have gained a shepherd. You have gained a guardian. And when he's looking after you, you've nothing to fear. But if you say, oh, I can do it all on my own. I'll do it my own way. I'll do it this way. I'll do it that way. I'll do it some other way.
Right.
You are denying the voice of the shepherd.
Amen. That's right.
The odd time you get the odd rogue sheep in among the flock, there's always one that'll want to run after the opposite road. But you know, as a rule of thumb, when you're working with the sheep all the time, and when you go into the field, the sheep know you, and the sheep know your voice. You know, and if you call the sheep will follow you.
Right.
You know, I love these things because I can associate with it. I can see what God's word is saying.
Amen.
You know, one time there was a man beside us. He gave me a run in his field with my sheep. And the sheep were maybe 5 fields away from where the yard was. And he said to me, I says, I'm going to get the sheep gathered up. And I walked over and he seen me coming on my own. He says, where's all the help? I says, oh, I'll get them myself. He says, you will, right? Because they had sheep too, but they had only started to keep sheep. And they were trying to work the sheep the same way they worked the cattle. They gathered up a posse of men. And they went in roaring and shouting, and their sheep run every road, this road, that road, and they run all over the place. And they couldn't get them gathered up. So I went into the field, and I went over and I called the sheep. And the sheep all followed me, and I walked about 5 fields back to my own place. Walked through a gap, and all the sheep walked through the same gap I walked through. And he actually rang me up, he says, I'll have to get our fella sent around with you for a day or two to learn how to work with sheep. But you see, the odd time what happens is, you go to maybe carry out that same operation, but there's one sheep in it, and she'll have a mind of her own. And she'll think to herself, I'll not go that road, I'll go some other road. And when one sheep runs off, what do you think happens? There's usually more sheep follows that sheep.
Right.
You see, sheep follow sheep. And the goats, they follow the goats too, but they're different characters altogether. The goats, they have a totally different setup altogether. Like my grandma used to say to us boys, he says, you're like a goat. If you're not getting into badness, you're just coming out of it. You see, the goat can't content himself. He has to be up eating the hedge. He'll have to be trying to pull it out of plant somewhere. He'll have to be trying to climb over the fence. Now the sheep, they work a bit that way too. If they see a hole in the hedge, they couldn't content themselves, for they would say, your mom's grass next door looks better than this grass. And they'll move into it. Like a boy one time rented ground, and everybody said to him, you were mad in the head paying that sort of money for that ground. Did you look at it? There's not grass on it. It was useless. He said to them, aye, but did you see all the fields beside it? You see, it's very hard sometimes.
Amen.
This is what we're like. You see? So we look here in John chapter 10. John chapter 10, I want you to see this morning that there's one that we can depend upon, because he is dependable. He's a dependable one. John chapter 10, we'll read verses 1 down to 3. And it says, and when he called on to him the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all of diseases. Amen.
Amen.
He gave them power over these things.
Amen.
He gave them power and authority. And it says then, if we go on ahead down to, we'll go on ahead to verses, do you see what the problem is? I'm reading Matthew, but that was good anyway. That was a good mistake. That was a valid mistake. I'm in the wrong portion of scripture, but however, go to John chapter 10. To say you were already at John chapter 10, but he wasn't. John chapter 10, verses 1 down to verses 3. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him that potter openeth the door, the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Amen. When you're in a place of danger, what does the shepherd do? He calls you out of it.
Amen.
He will call you out of danger. He will bring you into a safe place. Do you know, when you think about this too, there's something else here that I want to talk about this morning. Out here in the Middle Eastern countries and things like that, every night the shepherd brings the sheep into that sheepfold, because there's all sorts of wild animals. It's not like here. There's all sorts of wild animals that would kill his sheep. And you know, we know that Jesus says that he's the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. You know, every night he goes out and he leaves everything else. He can leave the cattle out there, he can leave the camels and all the big animals like that. But he brings in the sheep into the sheepfold. And he says, I am the door to the sheepfold. Do you know what that natural shepherd does? He brings them sheep into that sheepfold. It's usually, it could be like a fenced area, it could be a walled area, but he becomes the door of the sheepfold. The shepherd brings the sheep in, and he sleeps at night across that door. Nothing can cross the door. Sheep can't get out. Animals, wild animals can't get in. They have to come through the shepherd.
Glory.
The shepherd lies at the door. Jesus is at your door this morning.
Amen.
He is on your side.
Amen.
This morning.
Amen.
If you have come into the sheepfold,
yes,
there is a guardian this morning.
Amen.
At your door.
Hallelujah.
There's no door on that sheepfold. Now, some places may have doors, but if you read about it, most places they don't have a door on it. It's a narrow pathway into it. It doesn't have to be a wide pathway. It's a narrow pathway into the penned area, and the shepherd himself becomes the door. He lies there and sleeps across the door at night.
Amen.
To protect his sheep. Amen.
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 So it doesn't matter. Night time, morning time, that shepherd is at that door protecting his sheep. And then when he puts them out in the pasture, he doesn't head after and leave them. Because there's too many wild animals and things. He watches over his own to protect them. What are you depending upon? Are you depending upon the keeper? Or are you trying to be your own keeper? Are you trying to be your own sheep? Or do you want to be your own keeper? Do you think that there's better grass through the hedge over there? Or I would do better this, or I could do better that. But there's one good shepherd this morning that taketh care of the sheep. If we go on down there to verses 7. We'll read on down verses 7 and maybe read to verses 11. Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door.
Amen.
I am the door. And I must say again, when it talks about I am, this is the same I am that spoke to Moses. This is the same I am. I am. The same I am that when he turned aside and he looked and he seen that sight and he says, Who will I say sent me? He said, Say I am sent thee.
Amen.
Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that even come before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He doesn't bring you in to starve you to death.
Right.
He doesn't want to starve you to death, but he's going to give you pasture.
Amen.
Now, what is that pasture? Maybe that's a problem you have in your life. Maybe that's a situation. It could be any one thing, but there's a way, there's a means there to meet that need. You know, we can't out God. God is the one that owns everything. So whatever our need is, he can supply it.
Amen.
He's not got his hands tied. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come, hallelujah! I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Amen.
I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Amen.
Amen. He's at the door. If a lion come to that door, if he didn't wake it in time, that lion could maybe kill him. He's at the door, that in the natural I'm talking about. That natural shepherd is at that door. There's wolves about, there's lions about, there's all sorts of things that could kill that shepherd. But you know, thanks be to God. What did King David say? He said when a lion come in, he smote him and killed him. When a bear come in, he smote him and killed him. Because he knew that he was working with the anointing of God. And when he come down that day, and that giant was there, he said, Who is this that defileth the armies of the living God? There was an anointing upon him. He didn't stop to listen. Negativity man, or Mr. Broken Leg, or Mr. Broken Wing trailing it behind him, or Mr. This can't be done, or that can't be done. He didn't have time for that. He didn't want to listen to the size of the big giant. If you put the news on, there's a big giant in the world today.
Right.
Big, big giant in the world today called coronavirus.
Right.
And everything in your life is affected by it. Everything you go to do is affected by it. It's a big giant in our life today. But what do we do? We need to start praying that God reds it from our lawn completely.
Amen.
We need to start praying that it cannot touch one member of us, not touch anybody at all. We need to start praying prayers of vaccination. Prayers that vaccinate. You know, people are depending upon a man-made vaccination. But Jesus Christ has given us a vaccination.
Amen.
He given you a vaccination at Calvary. Oh, he went to the whipping post for your healing.
Amen.
For your deliverance.
Amen.
Now, if you want to take the vaccination, that's okay. That's none of my business. That's nobody's business. If you want to do that, that's up to you. You know, it's totally up to yourself. But you know, God has provided a way.
Amen.
There's a way made for us this morning. He says, I am the door to the sheepfold. If we go on down then, verse 16. He says, and other sheep have I, which are not of this fold. Other sheep have I, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now, today we see people want to preach the three God religion. They get three shepherds, right, and many shepherds. But you see, there's only one shepherd.
Amen.
When John was called up, he says he looked and behold, there was one that sat upon the throne, and his face was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone.
Amen.
And the light shone from him, because there's no need for light in that place.
Amen.
Because he is the light. The S-O-N is the light of it. Amen.
Amen.
He says, I have other sheep, that's me and you. You see, he was talking here to the Jewish people, he was there speaking to them. But he says, I have other sheep that are not of this pasture. These people already were promised eternal life, but they had to hear this word. But thanks be to God, God blinded their eyes for me and you. Thanks be to God that God blinded their eyes, that they would not see their Messiah at this time, but that he would go to the cross. That his life would be, that it wasn't taken from him. His life was laid down, because he says, I lay down my life and I will take it up again. He says on down here, verse 17, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay that down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of the Father. This Jesus that we serve, this Lord and Savior of ours, has the ability to lay down his life. He had the ability to raise it up again. There's no other man ever in this world. What would you be depending upon? We've got people today, they depend upon a priest. They depend upon a pope. They depend upon an earthly man. We have other people, they depend upon an organizer of a church. And they call themselves a title. They will call themselves of a name of some denominational system. We have other men today, and they are totally depending upon a man also. We've got people today, they want to totally depend on a man. And they're believing that everything that the man's going to save them. But a man cannot save you. No man, no priest, no prophet, no king. No man can save. There's only one Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The Son of the living God.
Amen.
He's the only Savior. He's the only deliverer. If you want a title this morning, call yourself a born-again Christian. If you want a title this morning, you know people are gunk when they meet you. What group do you go to? Well, if non-denominational. Is that brethren? No, it's not brethren, no. Is that wee gospel hall you go to? No, no, it's not, no. Where would that be now? What would that be? People have to have a title. People are not happy if you say you're a born-again Christian. And if you say to them, what are you? Oh, I'm Mr. Whatever. I'll not even name the name, because you know people take offense when you name names. They'll be Mr. such and a thing, Mr. Title this and Mr. Title that. Don't worry about a title. Don't label yourself with a title. But label yourself with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's your Savior. He's the one that went to the cross. He's the one that laid down his life for you, for me.
Amen.
He done it for every one of us. Individual, personal experience.
Right.
Your daddy's experience, your mommy's experience, your granny's experience won't get you to heaven. It won't do nothing for you.
Right.
You have to have your own personal experience
Amen.
With Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You have to have a day where you said, Jesus Christ, I asked you into my life.
Hallelujah.
Rid me from all my sin. Save me and deliver me. And it says, those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Anyone that calls upon him, doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter what you do. You know, I heard a story one time of a man that was involved in an accident. And he was in a bad way, and his parents was really scared because they knew this fellow wasn't living for God. And they thought to themselves, oh, if he dies now, that could be it. But you know, it was a motorbike accident. And you know, when he come around, he said to them, before I even hit the road, he had asked the Lord to save him. Now, I'm not saying don't be taking a chance like that. Why would you want to take a chance like that? Like people say about the baptism. People say, oh, the faith wasn't baptized. Well, are you on a cross? Do you want to have to go through the agony of going on a cross for your salvation when Jesus Christ has already done it for you?
Amen.
Jesus Christ has already done it for us.
Right.
He has carried the burden. He is the burden bearer. He is the yoke breaker and the chain breaker, and he's a way maker.
Always.
Amen.
Always.
He says then in John chapter 6, verses 37, 39. I'm only going to read the one thing if it wrote down here. Verses 39, he says, all which he hath given me should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. When Jesus Christ, when you give your life to Jesus Christ, what can separate us from the love of God? Neither height nor depth, nor things present, nor things to come.
Amen.
Nothing can separate you from his hand. All that the Father has given me, he says, I have lost none of them.
Amen.
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 All that the Father have given me shall I lose none. So that means, you know, people have this, people believe in saved and lost. Well, where would you go with it? If you are truly born again, it doesn't matter what this old flesh wants to do. It doesn't matter. Maybe it'll want to kick you out through the hedge away from the rest of the sheep. Maybe it'll kick you off some other road. But it doesn't matter. You're still born again. If you're ever born again, you can't be lost. But you know, there'll be a day when you'll realize, you will hear the voice of the shepherd again, and it will dawn on you to come back into the sheepfold. If you're ever born again, you know, I'm sure anybody would know that. You know, like I said, you know, like my dad that time, he went out and that verse come to him, be still and know that I am God. That was a wake up call. That was a wake up call. Yes, he had went off his own road and done his own things, but God, in his mercy,
Amen,
inspired a small portion of scripture to him, and it awakened him. You know, we talk about things that God has done. If we looked at our own family, it's like a revival itself. Imagine what God has done for you. You know, I know a man, he's actually a Catholic man, and he says about counting your blessings every day. You know, he's dependent on an earthly priest. How much more should we not be grateful? We're depending on a heavenly one. One that has done it for us. We have more light. But what are we doing with it? What are we going to do with the light that we've got? We see also then, talking about this dependable one. You know, we know in Exodus that there was a great dearth come upon the land. There was something happened. And God said to Moses, he said, go now and get the people and get them to take a lamb without spot or blemish. Pick out a lamb. Separate it from the goats. Separate it from everything else. Keep it for 14 days. And then that lamb must be sacrificed and killed. And they were to eat that, but they were to take the blood of that lamb. Now this is an old natural lamb. Take the blood of that lamb and apply it to your doors, to your lintels. Apply that blood and the death angel will pass over. This was a death angel. It didn't only kill people, it killed the firstborn of everything. All the animals died that was firstborn. All the people died. It wasn't a matter of the king, prince, anybody. The firstborn died unless you were under the blood. Unless you were under the blood. Take the blood. You know, and I love the whole thing. If you look at it, the Passover meal, the Seder meal that the Jewish people eat. Everything in that meal is a representation of that day, that sacrifice. But you know, when we look at it, we can see Jesus Christ. And not merely they have the salty water to dip their herbs in. Eat bitter herbs to remind them of the bitterness. And dip it in the salty water to remind them of the tears that they shed in Egypt. You see, people will paint a good picture of Egypt. People will paint a great picture of the world. They'll paint you a great picture. They'll not remind you of the sorrows and tears and the times of being forsaken. They'll want to paint the great picture. You know, like the children of Israel, they got out. And some of them started to cry. Well, there was a great garlic in Egypt. There was great this in Egypt. There was all sorts of lovely stuff in Egypt. What did you bring us out into the wilderness for? The day. But God gave them these things as a remembrance. He said, put the shoes on your feet because you're getting ready to go. We're not getting established up in this place. We're not getting established anywhere in this world. As soon as you get established, what if the Lord come tonight? What it matter how well established you were? You'd have to leave it behind. You'd have to get up and go. And God said to them, eat this Passover with the shoes in your feet and the staff in your hand because you're getting ready to leave.
Amen.
We believe that Jesus Christ is coming again. We believe that there's going to be a catching up on a rapture of this earth. We believe that God is coming back for a chosen people. A people that have received a mark. A mark is upon them. What is that mark? It's the blood of Jesus Christ. They have been filled with the Holy Ghost. They believe in the power of God. They believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They don't believe that the gifts is on the shelf. They don't believe that you have to organize everything and organize this and organize that and organize God out. But they want to bring him in. They want to say, come in and take full control of this place. Amen.
Amen.
It says, and the blood shall be to you for a token. Amen. Upon the house where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Glory.
And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you.
Amen.
You accept that this morning for yourself. Now what I'm saying was, this was a lamb out in the field. This was just a natural lamb. We could go and pick a lamb today. We could check that lamb all over. You could see that lamb, his good legs, his good teeth, everything's great about him. He's a good lamb. And it's just a lamb's blood. But they took this lamb and they sacrificed, and the blood of that animal covered them. But I want you to know that God had a lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. And he was spotless, perfect in every way.
Hallelujah.
You know, they took him that day. When they come into the garden, it says, they took him and they said, whom seek you, he said. He said, they seek Jesus. And they fell backwards to the ground. And old Judas, his so-called friend, betrayed him with a kiss. He kissed the door of life, like our pastor preached, and went straight to hell. He kissed the door of life. Don't have the door of life presented to you, but turn it down and turn it down and turn it down till one day you find yourself in a lost eternity. It's too late then. It's too late then. But you know, this man, they took him. Jesus was in that place and they took him, and them boys took him, you know. I like what a man says. It says, and when Peter seen him, he took out the sword and he took a swipe at your man and he cut his ear off. But there's something else to that too, which I thought was very interesting. That man worked with them priests in the temple, because now he was defiled. He never could go into the temple again because of his actions that day. Because he had a mark on his body. If you read the Levitical laws and the different things, a man with different marks is not hardly one of us would qualify to be a Levitical in the Levitical priesthood in that time. But you know, that man, after he got his ear cut off, it meant he never could go back into that place. Be careful of your actions. Because of his actions, he went with them boys that day to arrest Jesus, and they took him and they brought him in and they examined him in the Sanhedrin court. Pilate examined him. He was examined like this lamb was examined. And Pilate said of himself, I find no fault in him. You know, these men, they could find no fault in him. They had a trumped up charge and false accusations they brought against him. But they could find no fault in him, because he is the faultless, spotless, perfect Lamb of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
You know, and it also said like this, if you were reading in the book of Exodus, in the story of the whole Exodus and everything, it says in Exodus chapter 11, verse 7, it says, "But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against a man or a beast." Amen! Not even a dog could look on him.
Amen.
It says they went out and there was not a feeble one among them.
That's right.
They went out with Pfizer's, which they didn't go in with. Because they were that glad to get rid of them. A bit like some of us. You know, if you went into some of the church systems today and tell them that God sent a prophet in the 20th century, and you told them that you believe that there's only one way to be baptized, and that is in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ, the
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, and you said that you believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they would kick you out onto the street as quick as you come back through the door. You would not set foot in the place for 2 seconds. Or they would say you're a crackpot because you're believing in some man. But then you ask them about the foundation of their system.
That's right.
And see what they'll tell you.
That's right, amen.
Oh, such an Amon. He came out and he presented this, and this is what we follow. But then they stop there. They don't want to believe it, that God sent a prophet in the 20th century. You know, what does it matter to them? Nothing. You know, I'm going to have to come to the close this morning because I don't want to weary you this morning, and I don't want you to say there that boy took all day to tell us that. I want you to go away blessed this morning. I want you to go away blessed, not stressed. Go away blessed, not stressed. Go away feeling as if you got something, not feeling as if something was taken from you. Some people walk out of church and think something was took out of them. You come to church to receive a blessing of God. You don't come to walk back out the same way you walked in. If you walked in feeling sad and low, I want you to go out feeling happy and glad.
Amen.
If you walked in sick, I want you to go out well.
Amen.
If you walked in with some ache or pain, leave it behind this morning.
Amen.
Say, I'm leaving it here.
Amen.
And I'm walking out and leaving it behind me this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't carry it any longer. Lay it aside. If you've got a problem in your body, don't claim it as yours anymore.
Amen.
Say, it's not mine. You go into the doctor, people go into the doctor, he says, you've got arthritis, you've got this or that, and then you know they're talking to them, oh, my arthritis, or my this, or my that.
Right.
When you say that, that old demon is there saying, I can stay here, no problem at all. No problem. But when you say, it isn't mine, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the pit of hell. Leave me now in the name of Jesus Christ. I cannot carry you any longer. Carried you far enough.
Amen.
Amen. You know, King David said, I'll read this and then I'm going to have to stop. He says, Psalm 60. He says in Psalm 60 verses 11 and 12, he said, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies.
Amen.
He it is.
Amen.
Not you, not me.
Amen.
We can't come and say we're depending upon the pastor to sort this out for us. You know, it's good to have a leader. It's good to have a pastor. But the pastor can't lift you and carry you on his shoulders every day of the week. You know, it's God that's in control.
Amen.
When you start to look to Lamon, he will let you down. In another place, David says that you can't even depend upon princes.
That's right.
You can't depend upon any man.
Lord yourself, the Lord.
Now, it doesn't mean that none of us is dependable. I like to think that we have a testimony that you're dependable. If you're a true believer, people should have some sort of confidence in you. But when people build that up beyond a certain level, they're setting themselves up for a fall. Setting themselves up for a fall. Let's just stand to our feet this morning before I pray and hand over to our pastor this morning. Pray the Lord has blessed you this morning.
Amen.
And the Lord will help you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Gracious God and Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, this morning that your word giveth life, Lord. That your word can sustain us, Lord. Lord, I pray this morning and I plead the blood of Jesus afresh over each and every one here this morning. Lord, I pleaded upon our families, Lord. Lord, I pleaded upon our children, Lord. Lord, I pleaded upon sons and daughters and each and every one represented here this morning. Lord, I pray that those that are outside of the kingdom may hear the voice of the shepherd this morning. Hear the voice of the shepherd calling them into the sheepfold this morning, where they may find rest, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray for all things, Lord, in this building this morning, as I've said, Lord. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will remove anything that hinders, Lord, in Jesus' name. Any sickness that hinders in Jesus' name. Any thought that would distract, anything that would take away from your word, Lord. Lord, I pray you'll block it from our minds in the name of Jesus Christ. But let thy word ever, Lord, be free flowing in our thoughts and in our minds, Lord. Help us this morning, like King David, to look upon the hills and say, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Lord, we say this morning that you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, Lord. We know this morning that you're in control. Forgive us, Lord, of our unbelief and rid us from it in Jesus' precious name for the glory of God. Lord, I pray that you lead us to our homes in safety and watch over us now, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one. And
really appreciate the word this morning.
Amen.
Praise God. There's a sister this morning has some prayer cloth she wants prayed over. And I hadn't the time, but I want to... there's a wee instruction goes with the prayer cloth. But you have to check out some things. And there's the scripture, you know, they took handkerchiefs and aprons of the body of Paul. And they laid them on the sick and they recovered. Now, like one great servant of God said, he said, I'm not St. Paul, but Jesus Christ is still the same.
Yeah.
So we know the Lord's still the same. So I want our sister to come, whatever cloth she had, and Samuel's going to pray over them. And maybe our brother can sing as we do that. And then I'm going to sit down again. And we're back here this evening at 6 o'clock. Come again tonight at 6 o'clock and we'll be... on her as well, but those that can, please come along, bring a friend if you can. We have plenty of room. If we need more chairs spaced out, we can do it. We have plenty of room here, and we thank the Lord for that. Praise God. Also, I have 7 church age books. Somebody sent me a whole shipment. They're here if anyone wants them, they're free. There's a real good portion in there, and about page 200, 300, about the Godhead. And it really explains it out well. In this book, because a lot of people, they definitely don't understand the Godhead. And you say, oh, but we're saved for years, it still doesn't matter. You know, one man said, when you can explain it all, you've missed it. Do you know that? And we just thank the Lord for what the Lord does give us. We appreciate the Lord this morning. So if you haven't got one of these books, take one, they're free. We don't want anything for them. And the Lord bless you. God bless you, Brother Samuel. I really enjoyed the word this morning. And a brother's going to lead us in a few songs. And then 6 o'clock again this evening. I put up an app. If any sisters want to get together for a wee song, we'd appreciate that. Or even any brothers or any young fellas. Or if somebody's a wee testimony they want to share, let me know. Or Brother Mark. We want to give opportunity for that. And the Lord bless each and every one.
Have faith in
God, as your brother Solomon prays. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. The answer. Thank you.
lost our brother Terry. If we close the prayer, then we won't sing the hymn. Ask me to use your grace.
Thanks, Lord, for pleasing the ears of you and your apostles this morning. Therefore, we have the such answers. Lord, we thank you, Lord, of your right and shame. For the brother and set them of God. Therefore, whatsoever we ask, we will receive. So thank you, Lord, for the truth this morning. Praise you, Lord. Thank you and ask you to bless them.
Sing the hymn in these closing days of time. I believe 777. The Lord bless you as you go with him. We'll meet you again this evening at 6 o'clock.